Okay, Vance, I guess we're going to, all those listening, we're going to go ahead and get this meeting going so we can do our business and get on with life. So, I've been remiss on the prayer thing here. Anybody feel inspired to offer a prayer today? Okay. Let's have a roll call for Jeff. Jeff, you're looking around here. Do you know anybody or need?
Well, we have
their name. Or tell us who's here. Everybody, tell us who you are. Who's here?
Ken, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Ken Cox-Kirk. I'm representing Western Legends Roundup.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Lee. Practicat. He's reached number. The pound.
Okay. Who else here on the phone with us?
Vance is here. And
good
Brad,
to hear that.
Brad emailed me this morning and asked for the directions and said he'll call in if he gets a chance.
Okay, so you're just the only one on there, Vance?
Right now, I believe so, yes.
All right. Got that down there?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, just good.
Sorry.
All right.
Number one, recognize. Please re-enter prince number.
And it's on March, April, and May. I would entertain a motion to either discuss them or a motion to accept them. Any comments?
I move that we accept the meeting minutes for March
2017,
April 2017, and May 2017 as they were submitted prior to the meeting.
All right, I'll accept that. All in favor?
Aye.
Voting is unanimous of those here. Financial report, Jody.
Okay. You're with me. Mariah, you can have this.
Okay. Mennonite conference line. Use it for God's glory. Please press star for options. You will be automatically placed on mute when entering the conference. Please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
For the financials, we have about $105,000 in the checking account. We have about $2,000 in the actual account. And we have about $11,000 in savings, $11,500. When preparing for this meeting, I realized I made a huge boo-boo last month in our financial report, and I didn't discover it until 2 days before coming up, and talked to Mariah about it, and we kind of like figured out, oh my gosh, well, here you go. I had reported that we had additional $10,000 worth of income in April, from pass-through assessments being paid. Because this and other unexpected savings and unbudgeted expenses, we would end the year in the black by about $4,490. Well, even though that $10,000 kind of caught me off guard and thought, wow, that's really high, how do we collect that many more assessments? Well, Mariah had just sent out liens, so I thought the members were paying in to get their accounts squared away. When actuality, when I was looking back, when you do, QuickBooks allows you to do your accounting in an accrual basis or a cash basis, and apparently I had to pull the report off the accrual basis, so that $10,000 that was coming in that I thought had come in was really to come in, So we do not have that $10,000, and I apologize for that mistake. I thought when we set it up we were in a cash basis, so I never even looked at that part. So when you have your new P&L today, you'll see at the top left-hand corner, it does say cash basis. So that kind of changes our number a little bit, but I went back over the actual numbers and our breakdown. We do have additional $1,861 coming in for finance charges. We still have the same $4,500 from the ranch manager savings. We have the insurance refund of $869. We do have a lien that we're going to be getting in the next few months for over $6,000. And we also have an additional $250 coming in for that came in for water hauling fees that were not on the original budget. So our total additional income was $135,000. And we had our unbudgeted projects for the laundry shed, which was $6,700, the HQ remodel, $5,000, and the backhoe tires. But anyway, adding all the numbers again and recalculating, we're still going to be left with a positive of $2,094 in the black at the end of the year. And that is down about $368 from what we actually, the budget actually showed in October. But anyway, so we're still okay, but it kind of leaves us a little less wiggle room. And I apologize for the error, but once again, I'm not an accountant. I'm just the treasurer.
Okay, question. So on that, those funds will be coming in, is what you're saying.
Well, but some of those we've been carrying for quite a few years. So,
On the accrual basis, then it looks like income as soon as you bill it.
Yeah.
And billed, but that doesn't necessarily mean it will turn into cash.
Right. Okay. And we can't count on
financials down there.
Yeah.
We can't count on all of them coming up to date with their assessments, but
it is an amount owed.
Yeah.
Which doesn't necessarily mean that we'll collect it this year or some of it at all.
But I just spent that. What
are
we going to do?
Recalculate.
So the bottom line is, with pretty much real stuff that's coming in, not for sure, but pretty much, we will be in the black still.
Yeah, we'll still be in the black by 2,000, but that's not including a dump truck. Anything that we do over and above that's not on the budget now will have to come from savings.
Okay.
Okay.
How much do we have in our savings?
$11,000.
Okay.
$11,540.
All right. Any questions? Anything additional on the financial?
No, that's all I got.
Okay, well, thank you, Jody.
Yeah.
No, that's understandable. Well, Aaron. Alan, for you, anything you want to impart or share with us or tell us about?
If anyone has a real good washer, a large capacity washer, commercial, through the grapevine, maybe you can, I don't know, I haven't got on online, it's not always workable.
So our washer here is kaput?
Yeah, I've got a leak on the main pump.
Oh, okay.
It runs out almost as it comes in, but we're still trying to do the laundry out there.
Wow.
If we get a decent lawn, a decent washer, I think we could try and keep up with it. The whole that expense.
In Kanab, what are the outlets for buying appliances here?
We have, I believe maybe Kanab Furniture, but it's not a lot of resources. Ken, do you know any more of your name?
The people coming in and out and looking for home rentals and the housing market is eating up all the appliances as quickly as they hit the market.
Yeah.
Watch Kanab classifies, you know, for a used one, you probably won't find a high capacity, heavy duty one.
Does the Boulevard deliver out here?
It does. Well, the Kanab, yes.
Kanab.
And they do have an additional fee to come out. Yeah, it's not exorbitant.
Well, if we got, there's plenty of people going back and forth. If we went to Lowe's or Home Depot or a thousand other places in St. George, I would lean toward buying something new rather than used, just because you're going to get, there's not that much price difference between a new and used one. If we need it, then I think we need to shop around, pick one up, and with people going back and forth, it wouldn't be very difficult to get it out here.
I would suggest that we, if Mariah is willing, then you just go online, find us the best deal, email it to us, and that we do it. But, Jody, where would that come out of the budget?
Could we consider a commercial one while we're at it?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know anything about commercial washers. Is there anything particular I need to know when I'm researching? I don't know, tide, basin, all of that. I appreciate the information.
Well, there's a couple of laundromats. I don't know. I guess we get a hold of the owners. I know Sandy has one over in Fredonia.
Uh-huh.
And then and Sandy is a member.
Yeah.
You could possibly call her and ask where she bought those. And
Phil?
Yes, Vance.
Real quick before you guys, what did Joe say? Your pump failed? Is that what happened on the old one?
Yeah, the front, one of the seals on the main pump is leaking.
Okay, now I'll tell you why. You've got to drain that thing in the wintertime. That pump will not drain on its own. You're probably going to have to drill a little hole and put a screw in it and get the water out of it. It froze. It froze and it broke.
No doubt. I agree.
So figure, I don't mind we're seeing you guys spend money on a new one, but we're going to have to figure out how to get it dry, like toasty dry for the winter before we, you know, put it away.
Would we want one that runs on propane so we don't have to...
That's not the problem. Right. The problem is water. The washing machine is not designed to be stored somewhere that gets freezing temperatures, period, end of story.
No, we can undo this.
So just keep that in mind. You know, go ahead and buy your new one, but figure out a way to put a plug somewhere that allows you to get the water out of that thing.
I agree. We have to. We will figure that out with the new one.
Okay. What do we have? What do we have that we possibly could spend on one to give Mariah a range?
Ranch House headquarters is, of course, all the money we spent over already. But total headquarters, we have about $500. And that's it for the year. That lady might be able to get us a wholesale price on that, too, that owns the laundromat.
Well, if we can do the laundry out here, you could take a little bit off the gas budget of driving back and forth. You're going to spend the money one way or the other. Right?
It's
kind of a futile doing that. You've got that scooting pot. I don't care if they're in bags or not. I mean, it's kind of...
It's miserable.
Well, it's kind of ridiculous, you know. If you had a van or something, that it was filled up in. Mm-hmm. I know you've been doing that for years.
It's best to do it here.
Okay. I know that commercial thing is going to cost us a lot more than that.
Okay, I got an input on the commercial. With all the ones that we worked with at the Luxor, all the front loader mount ones gave more trouble than the top mounts. So we try to stay with the top mount if possible, unless the front mount is really a good price. They give a lot of trouble, and at least they used to.
And I'm assuming the more generic, the better, because
I'm going to take my hat off, and I'm going to figuratively donate $200 towards this project myself. And I challenge any of the rest of you here to, you don't have to match me, but I challenge you to make a...
It's only 100.
Oh, it's only 100. Right back, Joe. Because that's a big priority, and we need to get it done.
Well, I think we can stay on fossil.
If you had a good one, huh?
I just don't think it needs to be such a big deal. Yet, you got to put your mind to it. You love every day. You feel that. I mean, I've been doing it.
Yeah, okay.
So you've been able to keep up with the laundry? You've been able to keep up with that here, just using this?
Well, most of it. They took some of it.
So all the more reason for us to get something that's adequate, good, and it's working.
I'll throw $100 in the hat.
Okay, we got 300.
Here's the thing, though, Barry. Like, when we used to do the laundry, we would go down to one of the two centers in Kanab, and they would have at least 8 commercials that were like double and triple loads, and then a whole bunch of regular ones. We would fill them up 2, sometimes 3 times. So I don't know, when it's really busy, like the Memorial Day weekend and the holiday weekend, I'd say
buy some more sheets.
Well, you still have to wipe them, Phil.
Here's the thing.
Don't clean them, but you got time.
My daughter has gone through that, and there we have, they've stored out in this smaller container ample surplus of sheets and stuff.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying it can be taken care of.
Doesn't have to all be done right on Saturday.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I say. If we just continually work on it throughout the week, it can be done.
I like that. It's worth a try. And we'll get a report. So.
Hello, I have a question.
Yes, who's this?
The pay for play money, would that be used for something like this, since the laundry primarily comes from the cabin use?
It's actually for consumables.
Yeah, it's more, we've been using it more for consumables, but your line of thought is pretty correct. Who's talking here?
This is Joanne Stallone.
Joanne, I didn't catch you.
Stallone.
Stallone. Oh, thanks. Nice to have you, Joanne. Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on. Let's keep the meeting moving.
We need to recircle back to his.
Thing on the fuel.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Did you find some stuff out on the fuel? Because this tank, the fuel tank, the gas tanks get low. The main tank up there, the 800 gallon, it's probably 80%. The 300 gallon tank overhead that they use to fill stuff up with, so they don't have to go pump it down there. This one's in. So I don't know. Price wise, or how you've done it in the past, we're going to need some gas and we need some diesel.
Well, we have a budget for that, I believe.
Yeah, we do. And so far, I saw on the profit loss, you guys are not getting any gas in town when you're in there. You're using what's here, but
for the vehicle.
Yeah, like how come there's no gas yet? That's why. Okay. Yeah, sure. We do have a budget for you on that. Let me give you.
And we have a guy that comes out in the truck. And so let's.
We've ordered through Thomas Petroleum. You still have his number, so I can get it for you again. Okay. And it looks like we've ordered, Jody, correct me if I'm wrong, just researching. It looks like we've ordered one big bulk delivery, and it's, of course, it's somewhere around $5,000.
Yeah, because, well, he comes out. You have a budget of $8,000 on the unlimited. Unleaded. It's unlimited gas. Go for it. We have $6,500 on the red diesel, and then $500 miscellaneous. So you really have quite a bit there to spend.
So
I think that all comes from him, except for the $500 in travel would be when you're roaming around town or something. But
dealing with it in my previous employment, I think that's going to be ample for this summer out there for the generator. I would work it down so that before winter gets here, trying to push number 2 diesel feed or generate if we ever need to start it.
Okay, we have 2 problems we're trying to solve here. Let's solve one at a time, and then we'll go back to you. So first, let's go back to the washing machine. And so far we got 500 plus 100, 200, 300. As you find a price, if anybody else feels motivated along the way, Lee?
Yeah.
Okay, Lee's going to give us 100. Joe's going to put in 100. So we're up to $1,000 that we've got so far to work with on that, okay? All right, let's move back then to the gas. So, Mariah, you'll call up the gas truck and say, get out here and fill us up.
Well, I can order it if I get a number. I just didn't know how to.
Yeah, we... Yeah.
So much every time.
Well, they charge a delivery price, and so it's best for us to, when they're out here, to...
Well, also, looking at prices, that's fuel.
Yeah. It usually goes up as the summer goes along.
Okay.
So we ought to get it, I think. Does everybody feel comfortable with that?
We've got 15,000.
Okay.
Can I go ahead and pass that to Alan just in case they ask me to put it in my
Anything else, Alan?
Yes. That invoice for his daughter's work.
Oh, yes. Give Mariah the invoice for your daughter's work. Yeah. Do you have an amount? Did you calculate it already?
No. We haven't. I wanted to revisit the.
I think we have counted on doing that.
Yeah, we need Mariah to go ahead and try to find some help, and you might as well use help that's already here. So
yeah, that's wonderful.
And turn in,
thank you.
Whatever the cost is, turn it in to Mariah. If there's a concern, we'll deal with it.
Thank you very much. Thank your daughter.
Thank you.
Yeah, she saved it.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. So we're okay then? Okay, let's, item. Now, where's, let's see, where do we have?
Yard sale. Thank you. There's two or three air pumps up there that are not working. I'm sure somebody had the time. And there's radios up there. I just didn't want to go chuck it in case somebody could had the time, if any members or whatever wanted to fix it.
They're air compressors?
Yeah, there's three of them up there.
No, are they all gas or some of them electric?
They're electric. All three of them are
electric.
And that's what I'm saying. That's something that you guys should be giving me day or nay. I mean, I'll haul it away.
You're ready to haul it off now, Ben, right?
I want to get that cleaned up.
Yeah. Okay. I'd say unless anybody jumps out of Holloway. Everybody agree on that? Okay. Now, let's see. Oh, no, I can't remember your name.
Ken.
Not on the agenda.
Ken, we don't have Ken on the agenda, but let's not make him live through all of our laundry.
Let's put him up right now.
Let's put you on right now, Ken.
Alrighty. Thank you. Appreciate your time. I'm Ken Gotzenberg. I used to be the tourism director for King County for 5 years, and then my wife made me retire, and then I picked up this gig with Western Legend Roundup. Hopefully you're familiar with Western Legends. It takes place every year. This will be our 19th year. Happens in August. We've got a big event to be part of Western Legends this year. We're going to do a wagon train. This wagon train will be a very historic big event. We're looking at least 15 to 20 wagons, a remuda, a herd of horses about 50. Our original plan was to start in Cannonville and do a 4-day trek down the Skookumpaw, ending up at a big parade camp. We're using wagon masters from Provo that are very experienced in doing this. They've been doing it for like 30 years. They've done huge Mormon pioneer tracks, like Provo to Nauvoo and all those. This is going to be a 4-day event. We're doing, not going to be a Mormon pioneer thing, it's just going to be a general purpose wagon train for people who love the Westerns and the movies. And there'll be, paying customers and wagons coming from all over the area and country, and
Wranglers, with horses coming all around. What I'd like to propose and ask of Deer Springs is that we do some kind of a cooperative marketing. I'm the marketing guy for Western Legends. This has great opportunities for like photo ops and brochures and whatever you'd like to do with wagons in the picture and properties in the picture, and we'd love to do that. In exchange, we need ability to do some things here on Deer Springs. We're looking for like one night. Don't worry about that recording thing. Okay, so, we're looking for one night camping for the trek. An area flat enough, level enough, as you can imagine, for a circle of wagons, and then the horses to be, you know, kept. Will they, the horsemen have a rope line and whatever they do with horses. I'm not a horseman. Because one of our options, besides the Cannonville route, the wagon masters went down Crawford's area and over to Tropic. And they were just very stunned with that area. And I think it'd be much more pleasing, exciting for the customers that are coming here. Rather than seeing the pinks from the distance, they're going to be in the pinks. So that would be April 22nd. We're looking for a place to camp here in August. Thank you. August 22nd, in 2 months. Camping. We'd love a place where we can water the horses and just an overnight, and then we're on our way. It would be nice if we had ability or facilities for showers. We're toying with the idea of bringing a water truck, but that would be a real hassle, and a shower truck. But if you guys had showers that could be purchased by the guests on the wagon train, we'd be pleased with that.
What's your number of people you're
thinking? There may be 100 people on this one.
And these are all commercial guests?
Some commercial, and some the Wranglers, some the professionals. Basically, I'm trying to sell 50 seats on a wagon train. A wagon can hold 5 guests. It'll be pulled by 2 horses or mules. And there'll be at least 15 wagons and up to 20 if we can get enough paying customers. There's also going to be people, horsemen, backcountry horsemen, that are signing up to help drive the remuda, which will be running ahead of the wagon train so we don't get stuck and so on.
What are you curious to project approximately might be the charge?
We're doing 2 options on the wagon train. $950 to get your seat on the wagon for the 4 days.
And your conference ID followed by the pound sign.
A 4-day start to finish, which includes meals, overnight camping, the whole experience on the wagon train. Then we also come up with the option for a 1-day, what we call a tenderfoot, where we would take them from Kanab. All these guests we're planning on, they're staying in Kanab. And we'll do the transportation thing. We would take them from Kanab, meet the wagon train on whatever day they choose in the morning, drop them off, I think have the whole adventure. In the evening, we'll have a circle of wagons, maybe a campfire if that's doable, but there'll be
followed
professional
by the
entertainment.
Pound sign.
With professional entertainment in the evening. And then those folks we take back to their hotel in Kanab. Those who are doing the 4-day, those are the pioneers. They're staying, they're camping, they're getting dirty. They're doing the whole thing.
Okay. So.
Signing up, Phil? Huh?
I might.
Well, we're signing people up. And I'd love to be able to work with Deer Springs. Again, as far as marketing goes, I know you've got about 300 property owners here. I'd love to be able to
send an invite to them. They're more than welcome to come out and observe the wagon train, do whatever they'd like to do, sign up for a day if they'd like. They're real cowboys. Because we can work on that. We're pretty flexible. But having, you know, Deer Springs as a background for some of the photos and so on, which you guys can use in marketing and so on, we're not going to get real heavy into that. But
so you're looking more at starting at the Tropic or somewhere and taking 4 days to make your way all the way into Kanab.
Yeah.
And you are looking for...
One day
where you can do the circle of wagons thing, huh?
Yeah. Option A, the Cannonville option, the first one we were looking at, would use a, we would stop here at Deer Springs for lunch. And we have a caterer that'll cater the lunch, but this would be a nice venue for us, midday, April 22nd for lunch. And then we have a site selected a little further down for the overnight camping. The wagon train will generally make camp about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They'd like to do about 15 miles a day in the wagons, which is a nice, comfortable day for people who aren't used to wagons. Then we would be camping at, the end of day one, we've got a site up here that's owned by... Bob Ott. There's some issues with that land where we have to cross some Grand Cherokee's land to get to his ranch. And that needs a little bit
That's
of
That's if you come from Cannonville.
As we come from Cannonville. And that road needs some road grading. Because in addition to the wagon train and the horses, there will be quite a few vehicles. As you can imagine, the horse trailers and there'll be RVs and those which you'll need to be parked. And then we will, when we set up camp, there'll be transportation back to the previous where the parking is and bring those vehicles forward until we get to Kanab. And then option D, we'll call that the Tropic Reservoir option. The wagon masters went up there, fell in love with the area, and we have to find our first night's camping somewhere up in Crawford Pass where they can do that circle the wagons and the whole thing. And we're working with the Dixie National Forest on that. That would be maybe a 20-mile, maybe a 22-mile day.
Right at the top there, you have that camp area.
Yeah, at Crawford Pass.
Before you go down. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I think, what they had looked at. They did a preliminary site inspection of that trail. And it's up to the wagon masters.
They came down the mountain.
They came down the mountain.
They want to bring RVs down the mountain.
No, RVs will, yeah.
No, I knew the wagon piece said they're going to have RVs and other vehicles.
There will be.
Vehicles coming
if we do
it.
The Tropic, the RVs will be left at the start point and then driven back around and probably come up through the Alton Road because then we're camping down at Church Ranch. So, no, they won't do it. Just the wagon trains. And the wagon masters, I quiz them a lot. Are those roads worthy of the wagon train? Can you do a wagon? They go, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got metal wheels.
They're metal wheels, no rubber tires, are authentic, carried wagons with the sailcloth, just like you see in the movies.
Right now, the county grader has marked up the metal up in that. Yeah, they went through where they poured that.
Okay.
But they didn't, I don't think they came down from Crawford Pass down to the gate. I think they did the loop up to Crawford Pass.
Well, I can see evidence of some scrapings on the road going up to the loop.
But
I don't know if they went to the western, but they usually, last year they come
they
down.
They usually go all the way around.
Oh, yeah. I came down that yesterday about 3 o'clock from Crawford Pass down to the Iron Gate.
Yeah.
Was just really rough. There's still water on it, and there's still ruts. It's
I don't know if they plan on doing that.
Yeah, the grader's sitting there. Probably.
Okay. Well, how can we move this along? I think I could say there's probably interest from the standpoint of our members, I'm sure, would be interested. Um,
Sorry.
Mow.
Number was
showers for 100 people.
Re-enter your contact number. Follow up with pound sign.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Yeah.
This is for the Ed Stallone. Are we allowed to ask questions now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
This sounds like a great income opportunity for Deer Springs Ranch, but I just want clarification. As a property owner, are we being paid? Are we going to generate income on this, or is this expected of us for free?
That's the question.
I think it's all open to negotiation and discussion right now. And, you know, so far, Ken's offered us, like, the publicity, the photo ops, but...
Okay, but do we actually want, I mean, do we need marketing for Deer Springs Ranch as property owners? Are we looking for marketing for Deer Springs Ranch? And as one property owner, I would say no, we're not.
I agree.
Also, if we were to entertain this, too, are you guys able to do a liability release for us?
Absolutely.
But again, I don't see how we're going to house 100 people for showers. I can see them doing it.
No. If you say no on the showers,
I don't think showers are practical. You're either going to have to bring up a water truck. There's just no facility that's built that we, as an association, would
take that off the table.
I think is that right?
Yes.
If they wanted to have a lunch here, we just rent this out as a site for a day. But yes, I agree with Joanne. We don't do the publicity. We don't do marketing. We're not a commercial venture.
Okay.
Kind of different than you guys.
No, I understand. And right now, we're not making any money on the thing. So I'm looking at
thing, though.
For negotiation, as you say, see where we can go with this concept.
Would your second day camp out be down here?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for.
Either way, either option.
Yeah.
Okay, let's discuss for a minute where they might camp out and whether we would charge some kind of fee or not. John.
Well, as far as camping out, they said they needed water for the horses. The only place I think that provide that would be by the pond. It's a large field out there.
Well, they're going to come all the way down. They'd be coming all the way down and possibly in our airstrip land or...
Oh, there's no water.
Or just short of it, there's that... But I don't know that reservoir would have water in it by that time.
Half moves
in. Half moves
dry.
But from our water tank, we could pump and we could have troughs for water at the top of that airstrip meadow. Candy?
I have a question. With this number of people, with the wagon train program,
potty
people?
Yeah, we're going to bring
on porta potty. And number two, I don't know how the board feels about it, but the contract, private contract, they would not be available, in my estimation, for 100 people fishing.
No, we're not
going
to.
They're just going to be passing by the ponds, I believe.
Well, I know. I just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah,
no,
good idea. Good thought.
The folks on the wagon train, the dudes, if you will, all they're signing up for is to ride in a wagon train.
If we're coming up, maybe this is pretty clear from Grand Staircase, if we're coming up from Cannonville, there's that point where you've got Willis Creek and that really cool Slot Canyon. So we can't hike that Slot Canyon at all because it's like 20 people limit. It's a narrow point. It's bottlenecks there. And Bull Valley Gorge.
Yeah.
The problem with us in the Cannonville, there's a lot of grade.
Yeah.
A lot of grade that the horses can do, but they'd much rather travel downhill, as you can imagine. And from Tropic to this elevation is all downhill.
Yeah, I think it'd be your best
with
one.
Very few
and
grades. So for us, we'd love to be able to do this option too from Tropic. And, you know, and somehow camp here.
So if you had a camp, I mean, things that might be of interest to our members would be, if you had a camp and you put on a program that our members could attend,
okay,
That would be entertainment and all.
Members.
We can probably work those details out. I don't know. We're doing our own catered. The cakes are coming out.
Whoa.
And catering our meals. But the entertainment part, I don't see why your members would not enjoy the night with the wagon train.
Or if you sold tickets for the meal to our guests and maybe provided our entertainment for our people to be there.
That's a lot.
And maybe we would calculate what it would cost us to pump that additional water out of our wells to
maybe as a trade
your horses. Yeah, a better location instead of going to the ponds, because the ponds you're going to run into our guests being at the pond.
But they want to come further in the ponds.
I know, but if they come down past Broad Hollow, right to where the windmill is, in that big pasture area there, they could spread out and have a big, huge loop, and that's accessible from the road. It's not going to cause conflict with our guests, our members.
That's a good idea.
And there's water there.
A mile and a half up the road here.
Up that way.
Up, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Water? And but getting water there.
There's a tank right there.
Is there a tank right there?
Yeah.
Water would be ideal. Hauling a water tank, as you can imagine, is going to be a real challenge. So we might have to park a water tank or rent water.
Oh,
whatever.
No, we have a pump in that window. There's at the bottom. There is a livestock trough.
Right.
That's kept with water in it for the livestock.
Fill that, right?
If this is doable, either the lunch would be just a simple stopover, or the camp out, evening camp out with entertainment. If there's somebody on your board or in your association that we can work with on those details, as far as if some of
you guys... I think we'd be more interested in having a service than like the entertainment.
Okay.
Interesting. Whatever. I'm kind of, and I think the perfect contact here who's here and in town with you to talk with is Jeff.
Okay.
So I would propose, so that we don't spend all day on it, that it sounds like a fun thing, and our members probably maybe here in our camp, you know, we have a lot of members in Kanab, and you have to think of water, what it might cost us. Jeff can work on it. Would you be willing to head up that thing?
That'd be fun.
Okay.
And then, so I think we could look upon it as a good possibility and just pursue massage a little so we're a little more specific.
Okay.
So we have a plan. That's our big deal. We always like to have a pretty concrete plan so we know all of the possible worst-case scenario stuff.
Okay. I think entertainment would be fine. Food, if we budget that in somehow, if you're cooperative there. Camping, we're going to be very limited. But I don't think your people want to camp.
Our people wouldn't be camping, no.
They're just coming to visit
the
wagon train campsite.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And those who might be here in August.
And
they might be staying in cabins here.
Yeah. And if possible, I'd like to be able to market to your property owners with a letter of introduction and a visitor guide and think, here's what we're going to do. It might be a nice time to come out and visit your property at Deer Springs.
We could handle that if it was done indirectly, because we're pretty stingy on passing out private information. But if you prepared it and were wanting to pay the postage, we would, and our help to mail it, we would do that. We wouldn't hand over our mailing list, though.
Okay, but we would pay the postage. We have a Pitney Bowes license to the visitor center. So I will work with Mariah on that, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
How does everybody feel so far?
Let's just get it all in writing so we know what
we're
responsible
for. Well,
that'll be
Ken's job to get it all, the particulars nailed down.
I appreciate your time. I just wanted to be your board meeting yesterday, and this is all in flux right now.
Sounds like a great idea.
Wait a minute, I can work with Jeff and Mariah, then we're good to go.
Okay.
Jimmy would want to be in the show, and he can't seem to get a connection. Do you know who held entertainment?
Yeah, he talked to Ren Chamberlain.
Oh, the contact.
All right.
Okay.
the frontier right now.
My ranch and a vehicle. They're designed to get in that for years, so I just want to
know.
What's your timeline? Right now in front. Southway, south here.
Yeah. Brent is, I'm just doing the wagon train and the marketing thing, so Brent, Brent's the chairman of the...
Brent does the entertainment?
Yeah, Brent Chamberlain.
Okay.
Right. Well, he's the chairman of the committee that deals with all those issues.
Yeah, he's the wagon train marketing guy.
Gotcha.
I don't know one horse, the end of a horse from another.
And after you submit specific information and you work with Jeff, you have a timeline that you have kind of the...
Or Russ. Or
well, what we consider the best have a an acceptance. In theory, we're okay. We can move forward. Right now, we're trying to identify our campsites with the Forest Service and the staircase. And the more options, the better for us. A lot of them have the wagon map, or the, you know, logically parked their wagon source.
You're basically saying everything is finalized July.
Then can get the
phone. We don't have another board meeting on the second Saturday.
Okay.
July.
Brent brought the truck out. Full of water. And couldn't get the pump to run. Starter would get hot, and it would go out. So that's he was going to be here. You were calling about 3 hours this morning. Couldn't get to work.
I wish he would have called me. I'd come down.
Yeah, but it's got to come.
I was standing next to him.
Everybody
is
here. So that makes a difference. So anyway, just so that we're on the same page.
He's been quiet lately.
I'm kind of tired.
Nothing happened.
Excuse me, I have a question.
What's your question?
Well, you know, the previous discussion was the fact that we didn't have money to buy a washing machine for the ranch. Right? And you're looking for people to chip in and...
Welcome to the Mission Mennonite Conference Line. Use it for God's free. And there's press stop
Trek
options. It will be automatically placed on mute.
And we're
entering the...
Any...
Send your card ID by the pound.
Pay for
line.
Pay per night.
We didn't hear anything you said. The computer was talking over you.
Okay.
You're saying charge them a pay per fee?
Well, our previous discussion, this is Joanne Stallone, and our previous discussion was the fact that we didn't have money to buy a washing machine. And now we have Western Legends coming through, and we are surrounded by the Grand Staircase Escalade, which people could camp on. There's some other ranch right next door that people could camp on that might be wanting some marketing. And this is like a great... income opportunity, and we obviously need income because we can't afford to buy a washing machine, and we're not taking advantage of that from an income opportunity standpoint. We're getting a dinner, I think I heard, for the people that want to attend.
Let me talk to her.
Hey, Joanne?
Yes?
Joanne, okay, this is Jody. All right, and not that we don't have money to afford a washing machine, it just wasn't in the budget already for the year, and the budget's been pre-planned. But, yeah, that's what we're going to work out, to find out what they want, the details more, and then I'm all for that if we need to charge a site fee for the lunch or whatever, and for camping fee, that we implement that, but we're not quite there yet. He's got to put together a plan for Jeff, and then Jeff needs to go over it and then give it back to the board so we can see what we can do with that.
Yes, I understood that part.
That's what we'll do next.
Okay, this is, hey, we're getting checks in, John.
Everybody hang on. We're in a semi working out situation here for a second. Yeah. Hey, sir, you just brought down the bill. And
the bill.
Johnny, my bill is far more than your bill.
Oh,
our bill here.
Ew.
Yeah. That's good.
I can feel you drilling. Give me some more.
Well, I got lots of. I did it. I put horses. So I could do it. And, restripped gravel and culverts.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
You keep that, though. What's that bill?
I don't know. I didn't look at it.
And I think it's...
How much was it for?
Followed by the pound sign.
That was for 5 minutes on the central house to go to Colbert and Arkansas Road. Okay. You know, it's too late to have him do the...
Yeah. Can you hold on this
Well, Half Moon Reservoir is in it. Cause it's
yeah, his machine.
That's a shame.
Well, it kind of... Brad.
I know, but it wasn't Brad's budget.
Yeah, well, somehow it seemed like he put the Knicks on it somehow. Okay, let's
bury them.
As soon as we can, bury you here and...
Okay. Two things. One, I'm having a hard time keeping the fire going for lunch, so if anybody has any other ideas how to cook the hamburgers and broth, that would be great, because the wind keeps blowing it out, so...
You are cooking something? Really?
Well, I just live in the patio grill, but I'm having a hard time keeping it going.
I just brought a sandwich. So.
What's that?
Don't feed me. I might be able to...
She'll take care of it.
Okay. All right. So on mine, water testing is continuing. We're in a state where I've looked at and gotten information on getting certified. That really can't happen until February. And I'll have some more discussion on that in our executive session, but so far we've passed the water tests and we're on top, but I don't know that anybody needs, does anybody have any questions on water testing?
That needs to be submitted by this month, or when?
We'd like to submit it the first week of the month, because that way if there's a problem, then we have more time in the month to go and take care of and resolve the problem.
Do you really want me to bake that into
them? Yes.
Yes. There was a Vance made a suggestion when you did the upper water and the lower water. The lower water ranch is done as a, what was it called?
Well, it's a community, because but from the information I've got.
Oh, the down is routine. The one up there is done differently.
It's called an investigative sample.
Investigative.
We want to make sure we keep those.
Yeah, don't make the top one routine. It's got to be called investigative.
Well, I just went off of what the previous reports have. So they've been done wrong. Then.
Well, I don't know. All I know is Vance said the top one's got to be called investigative, and the bottom one's got to be called routine.
So yeah, and it's best to talk to Vance or I can talk to you a little bit about that. As far as that goes, as far as the birthday celebration, I don't have anything new. I think we can take that off the agenda until my dad announces whatever they are or aren't going to do. And I think that's it for me.
Okay. Brad's not here. Brad, are you on the phone at all? Okay, we'll skip number 6. Cabin maintenance, Joe?
I don't have anything new on cabin maintenance. As far as I know, everything's okay. Everything's running good. We'll come up with some other plans later on in the year, but so far we're going along just fine. Did we get anything? We're getting a bid for cabin 4 for the roof. No bids come in yet?
Yeah.
no immediate hurry. I'd like to get it done before the snow comes, but other than that, no more hurry than that. That's all I got.
John, we'll give you 5 minutes. You ready?
Oh, he's over there.
John. Jeff, let's go to your spot now, number 9. Your anything?
We've already covered my issues.
Okay, we've covered you.
Yep.
but we're waiting on John.
Yo, John.
John, waiting on you.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, John, you got...
Unless he wants to pay the lunch bill, get over here.
John, you have between 4.5 and 5 minutes to take your part. You ready?
4.5 to 5 minutes? I can't even say my name that fast. Okay. On road. We just did a major repair valve and seat here on Hodock over there. It washed out big time over there. It was down to being dangerous, very narrow and very bad. I have some pictures on my camera that I took this morning. The valve just finished yesterday. But it's major. It's wide. We extended the culvert by 10 to 12 feet. It might have been 12 feet. Extended it.
Where'd you get that culvert?
We got that from Phil here. Right now, you know, I'm at his mercy because I owe him.
I got an idea. I'll tell you all about it in a minute.
But anyway, we may do some horse trading. And he also, after he filled that all in and widened it, he built a spillway, and we divert any overflow water that comes around down the spillway instead of across the road. The road we've added because it went down like this. Of course, water comes down it. I asked him to build that up, and we went flat. So we got from 12 inches of gravel on that road and more. And it's as wide as near that fence now there at the Y. It just split where it was like from here to him.
Yeah.
And we extended that culvert and put a ton of boulders under it so that it couldn't be undermined. And then put a lot there to slow the water down. But on the opposite side from where the water is coming, He dug a hole halfway up that roof deep of silt that was in there, and as big as this area here. For when silt water comes down, it'll take that a long time to fill up before it begins to cause problems.
So you feel like we were charged fairly, and we got.
I feel like we were charged fairly. We did some culvert work. Clean out a culvert work for me. He quoted me some money on it. He had to do some work for a tug out here, some road work, and he asked me if he could use our screen. Now, our screen out there, we rent that out for $10 a day. He gave me about...
I thought it was 50 a day.
Okay,
25 for half a day.
For the
grizzly?
Yeah, the grizzly.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm wrong on that. I heard that number one. But anyway, he gave me between 45 and 50 yards. In other words, 4 truckloads of green gravel that he left for me to make for that.
He's screening it for us anyhow, though.
So you get it for tugs?
He left that to pay. The other one was tough.
So after tugs, he left.
He left. Look at the pile when he left.
Okay.
I would say a good 50 yards.
If we're cooking.
But that tugs are ours. I'm confused now.
He screened 13 loads for tugs.
And took it away already.
And took it away and spread it for tugs.
We've got that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I say that. So that is. Those are 13, 12-yard truckloads. So Tug is going to owe the ranch $68 for... So I already told him.
Okay.
Right. He's going to owe us for 50-50 yard that we have for our reclaiming. As far as the BLM is concerned, I'm not flexing the BLM. That's between Tug and his contractor because he's already licensed with the name of that is. And I did say he cleaned out three culverts. I got a few more culverts I got to put in. Oh, he also delivered a load of gravel for me over to Podunk for another project I got to fix over there. But Lee,
he left. Please re-enter the conference number followed by the pound sign.
He can get the backhoe and do the work since I got the gravel there. There was, I'll let it go with that.
Yes. The water line, the water system that was in the same road, how was that addressed?
They, the bow dunkers over there, moved that to the center road and put it, I'm told, 4.5 feet down, 4 to 4.5 feet down, and it's in the middle. So unless they did an awfully crappy job of putting the pipe together, it,
okay.
It's not going to happen.
They're in good shape.
And Alan agreed with me on it. We looked at it. I'm positive that the water line caused that problem and not vice versa. In the west of the flank. Because it was too high on the hill. It was too high. It's the top of the hill. All of our rocks and the flood, what we did there before at the top of the hill is not going to come down and break the water line and bury it. It's just not going to do that. So it looks to me like the water line broke and helped with the problem. I can't prove that. That's only my opinion, and I'm not willing to argue.
All right, so we're going to live with everybody's going to live with. All right, thank you, John.
Can I bring up one more thing? It's on the safety end of it. Now, we're getting a lot of traffic out here. And Brent's had some more.
Yeah, we all read his emails, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. People out here, and I'll see you. Pick up at the trailer park down by the gravel pit or just beyond it. I'll see them sometime park down by the pond. See them sometime on the other end by the pond of roses. And they're driving like they're going to fight a fire.
I know you got a life. Do you stop, though, and talk to those people? Sometimes they're gone, probably, huh?
Well, they're gone. I had one that come around and all fishtailing up there, and he had his wife and some kids in there, and I had to stop pretty quick. That was up near Dale Clarkson's place.
Let me suggest this, that we come up with an official laminated letter that maybe we get something from the county, or maybe we compose this ourselves, that Alan carry around his truck, or we all get a copy, and when we see this stuff, because they have the impression that it's a public road and it's not that it's a right-of-way. If we were to address all of that and maybe have something from the county, Mariah, that we could show them, because they'll want to argue with us, might just be one more thing in our pocket, a little bit of ammunition, but...
Well, yes, I would like to find out what we legally can do because
We can tell them to move their vehicles.
They're not going to confront somebody that's going to back down. But I want to know where I'm. I don't want to go to jail because I get a little bit too rough. I mean,
no, we don't.
I'm 78 years old. I'm not going to beat somebody up.
We don't want you to do that. I'm just saying, perhaps.
I'm not afraid to confront.
Perhaps so. You think just a statement from the county.
If you can get one, if they'll give you one, or have a letter, just a letter, legal counsel, someone saying that this is, these are private roads, and bottom line is they belong to you, they don't belong to them, and you can kick them off.
Well, they know it's not theirs. They know it's not their road. You know, that's the whole deal. You're trespassing. Well, I didn't know. Well, you know it wasn't yours.
and they were ripping up our roads. I mean,
well, they come up and there and run around
yours.
Bad out of hell,
you know. Like
why?
And then they came back.
Could you put the request for this in good English and send it to me, and I'll send it off?
Yes.
Okay.
We need a time.
But I'll wear my gun as a bluff. I won't pull it on anybody, but I would wear.
We don't want them to pull one on you, John, so.
Well, they pull one on me, then I'll use my knife.
Okay. Your time's up. We're recording this. Don't say any more.
Do we have anything on 9A, or do we want to take that off the agenda? It's been on there last month, too.
What's that on?
That's me.
No, 9A, the newly created equipment. Did we finish that months ago?
8A.
As far as I'm concerned, we finished it months ago.
Mine says 9A.
8A. It's 8A.
I'm on the one I printed last week. So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
8A.
Okay, is that off now, then?
They're going to revisit it, as far as I'm concerned, unless Mariah runs into problems with using it. We had anybody actually sign it?
Yeah, it's already.
Will you send us all a copy of the official last version of the equipment lease?
Yeah, it seems like there was some reason that you don't have that yet, though. Yeah,
I think you should have gotten that from Barry.
If you don't have it, let me. I'll send it to you.
Okay, that sounds fine.
Okay, so all items are taken care of. I want to bring up one item. Or make a proposal. John talked a little bit about horse trading, and I'll try to tell you the long story as short as I can, but last fall I was inquiring about that that damaged
windmill.
I know. And for a while there, I think, I don't know, I had the impression Paul was trying to say that was somehow, I thought he was telling me it was his, and I was trying to negotiate or find a way to obtain that. And then this, I totally forgot about it at our last meeting. And Brad's wife happened to ask me about it, and I was, oh my gosh, I haven't followed through. I have totally forgot about it yet. To my knowledge, the windmill is not is bent and not serviceable or damaged or not usable. According, I asked Alan Marion about it because he's the one that moved it over from there to here. And it's just sitting there. My intent would be to purchase it from the ranch, and I would use it as a decorative thing, not up here, but down my house in St. George. And so I would propose to that we come up, if we first decide if we want to dispose of it or not. Second, if so, what the value is. Alan was up here working, and he knew I had this 10, 12 foot culvert. He asked me, and I told him, well, if it would mean getting the job done at Podunk, go ahead and take it. It's probably worth $500-$600. So let's go back to those. First, does the ranch want to sell it? Do they want to try to fix it? Do we want to use it? It's just sitting on the ground over there on the
plan down.
And the veins and the oily things are bent. Or I don't know the extent of that. I just have to go with what Alan told me.
I know there's someone else.
I know Mary was interested.
Joanne was interested in doing it for decorative purposes, too.
So maybe we, if it, first, do we want to sell it? Second,
any reason
how
not
much?
To sell it.
So any reason not to sell it, the board has?
And if it's out there sitting there and we're not using it for decoration or otherwise, what's that?
Get rid of it.
Yeah,
it'll be worth nothing someday. It's worth dental trade, if anything.
You need a root canal.
Well, let me say this. Can I throw in something here? Because now it seems I have a bidding situation.
Well, exactly. That's
and
the next
I want
thing.
To take advantage.
That's the next thing. Then so we find out if there are parties. Maybe we open it to.
I think you have either a closed envelope or a sealed bid thing, and whoever's interested throws in a bid. throw in, if we have time, the broken air compressors or whatever, and get it sold and over with.
Throwing all that power over there?
Well, I don't know what there is. If there's nothing that's even worth salvaging or anything else, then haul it to the dump and let's be done.
If it's laying on the ground, let's get rid of it.
He's got a stack of culverts for the rails there. All of them speak.
Well, here's a thought. If Bill gave us the culvert that runs $500 to $600, why don't we say the bid starts at $500 and his would be a trade for that? But if the bid goes higher and you want it for $7 in your sealed envelope, so that would work. Is that too high for this windmill?
But that's where we need maybe a little counsel. What does anybody feel that thing is worth out there?
You need a gavel.
Any feelings on what it's worth out there?
I don't think anybody has any idea.
No.
That's why we just have some bids, and whether we give a minimum bid or whatever, I don't care. But just so that everybody feels like they had an opportunity if they wanted it to throw in a bid.
Well, I'm looking at this on a selfish end, because I'd like to get it, and I'm willing to offer that culvert in a trade. If I could offer it and say that's the minimum bid, $600, then so be it. And Jeff, do you want it for more than $600?
Your conference ID followed by the pound sign.
He wants it. Okay, well, what do you think Joanne's going to want?
Who was the other person that was interested? Mary something?
Brad's wife asked me about it last month, and that is the first time it came. Oh my gosh, I thought I was.
I think we need to send out just some kind of notice, and if nobody's willing to pay more than $600, then it's gone.
That's the fairest way to do it.
Okay.
It's okay. On mute when entering the conference. Please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign.
Then I think...
Give me $100, I'll vote with you.
I already took $100 out of his hat.
Alan asked me if I thought that he could tell us about the off and from the hat.
Alan. So Alan's going to tell us about the options on the Half Moon Reservoir expense and stuff. There was confusion between, there's a lot of confusion. Brad thought it was all the agricultural money, and he didn't want to spend that much, $5,000 on it. And then I've been hearing now that it's, well, not all that, it's where?
Water. Water diversion.
So Alan, will you tell us what we...
right here for this. His apartment.
Barry!
Since Barry comes back, tell us what we need to do and what it would cost us. And then after that, we'll settle on the next meeting, and
why don't we
return for lunch and then have the clothes, or have the clothes quickly and then eat lunch.
Why don't we settle on the next meeting while we're waiting to pay us?
The next meeting would be, if we meet monthly now, would be in July. And July the 8th. Does anybody have a problem with that? My only problem is I can't ask my wife what's on her calendar, and I don't know. I think I'm probably good too. So, okay, so let's here. Can we make it 11 o'clock again? So if we drive St. George, it's a little more leeway.
I like
that. Right, Barry?
What did I miss?
Oh, we just settled on the meeting time. And
4th of July is a Tuesday.
Fourth of July is
when
a Tuesday.
When entering the conference, please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign.
Next board meeting would be the 8th.
I'll have to attend by phone if it's the 8th.
Is it too soon to have it the 1st?
That won't be any better. That whole week I'm on.
Not record time. Please re-enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
15th possibility for you?
Okay.
That would be better for me.
Okay, let's do this, Mariah. What about the rest of you?
I can't do it on the 15th. That's payroll date. I have to be on the payroll.
Okay.
If it's the 8th, which is regularly scheduled, is
perfectly fine. I'll just, like I said, I'll attend by phone. Okay, let's hold with the 8th then.
Okay, we're going to have Alan now. This is, we were waiting for you to come back. He's going to tell us what we need and what it might cost of the Half Moon Reservoir.
Okay, several years ago, I did clean out a third of the way into the Half Moon. And I also cleaned out the diversion. I think I was about $2,800 into the diversion. And I also gave several hundred dollars, I'll bet $300 to $500 in time, trying to get some rocks to protect one edge of it, to try and help us screen some more of the sand out, because that was all the budget was allowing at the time. So I did about $2,800 in the diversion. We came down and there was enough in the budget to do $2,500, and I made it about a third of the way across. What I recommend happen is to push up either below it or above it and have two different reservoirs so that one can dry out, because it'll clean out about probably in about a third of the time if it's not muddy, as it would have taken to clean it out when it's muddy. If you were to rotate the two reservoirs, fill one up, just not use one for a year, come in when a year's work for the budget to clean it out and divert it. I don't think it'd take a lot. I haven't really studied which would be the best for the second reservoir, but you've got
right.
One first.
This conference number was not recognized. Please re-enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
Two reservoirs. And if it worked fine to fill them both, fine. But when it comes to cleaning time, dike one off, let it dry out, use one, clean it out. And the thing that you can do when you have a dry reservoir is your backhoe can shove it out. You wouldn't have as big of a problem. And you'll do it in a third of the time if it's dry. But it needs to sit a good year or more to let it dry.
Didn't you
out.
Almost get stuck in
that
thing?
Still stays mucky forever. So, depending on what your budgets allow and who you have do it, it's just great. I just want to present what I recommend happen for the future, and it helps you take care of yourself to have two to rotate from.
Do you have any idea of cost?
If I was to bid cleaning that out right now, I would bid near $10,000. I think it would probably take about $75,000.
How about, is that the cost of building the second reservoir?
No, that isn't. I'd have to get a little more into that. But it didn't look real bad to me because you've got one half mooned underneath it already. I haven't studied it to see really what it would take to do that.
I'd be curious to have a number as to what it would cost for you to build the second reservoir.
Not recognized. Please re-enter your conference number followed by the pound sign.
That probably makes sense to, at least during the years we need to clean it out, shut down one and let it dry out completely, and then we can do a lot of the work ourselves if necessary.
And what I'd heard a figure of $5,000 for something.
$5,000 came from what you spent a few years ago when I did work on it, but that was the diversion and a third of the way into the Half Moon. We have not ever, since it's been used that I know of, I don't think you have, I never have cleaned it all the way out since. It's just, we've gone in where it got real muddy and called it here. It gets so full that it's hard to get the water to even go in. And that's about where it's at now.
But Alan, you said that we need to do something with the diversion up there or just fill up again. Or what, building another one?
Your
down there.
Your diversion's going to always fill up.
Yeah.
That's part of what it is. Like I say, I spent about $2,800 cleaning it out last time, and it's just as full this time.
Yeah. That's an ongoing liability.
It's an ongoing thing, and the more you clean it out, you don't have to clean your reservoir. Right now, it's going straight through the diversion, straight into your reservoir, filling it full. Doing no good. Zero.
So your overall recommendation is two dams. What about the diversion?
The diversion just is a maintenance issue. It's not
matter what
your backhoe would really be able to do. It's quite a deal. It actually gets quite mucky down on the bottom of that, and it took quite a bit with my big loader on the track to do it last time.
And is that a yearly thing?
I would think that's a yearly thing.
I think if we did that yearly, we'd stay on top of it rather than buried under it.
It's a lot easier to clean the diversion than it is your reservoir.
So
the reason why
so the
is your diversion dries out.
The place to start would be
the diversion. The best place is to start in the diversion right now, yes.
And is it doable right now?
It's doable right now, yes. And you would definitely want to do something to your reservoir, because it's just about not ready to take water. It's just so sandbarred up, a lot of it's just going to run by.
That's going to stay mucky for a year, you say, though.
Yes, and about as good as you can economically clean it is about a third of the way in right now.
And once that goes over the top, then we're breaching the road. That's the problem we had before.
You're not going to have trouble with the road.
No, I'm not going to go the road.
No, it goes the other way.
Down, not the other way. The only problem is you just don't have water. That's the only problem. Do nothing, you won't have water. And it is more economical to keep your diversion clean than your pond.
Well, I think we need the number on what it would take to build the second pond, and then in the meantime, maybe at our next meeting, we can give the go-ahead, because I think we need to clean out the diversion either way.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I have a comment.
Yes.
As you know, Alan has brought his equipment out here, but he's taken it away now. He's finished with what he had to do, because that kind of equipment, it costs considerably to get it out here. But he's got a project not that far away from here that this equipment's going to right now, and he says that he could, since it's a short distance away, he would bring it back for us. We wouldn't be out that big cost of bringing it all the way from his home base to here down that rough road. So I just wanted to throw that out.
And if the equipment's going to be close, then we need to make the decision sooner.
Let's make the decision right now, yeah.
I was under the impression that the machinery was already gone, and so either way we'd have to
bring it out. Well, it's gone, but it's close. So,
when would you be done, Alan? Or when could you come back?
I would be able to actually come right back from the end of Johnson Canyon Road and spend a few days. I would be willing to clean it for the same price I did last time. Because that's a hard number. It worked. The number worked last time. That's what I remember doing. $2,800 on the diversion.
And do we have places where that money's going to come from?
We've got water caps and some diversions. We've got 4,000.
Okay, I would make a motion that we have Alan come back and do the diversion. Do I hear a second on that motion?
Second.
A lot of seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, you're on, Alan.
Okay.
Do we want to have it while he's out there? Be the third out of the...
Yes, if you want to use your budget up and go what I can into the reservoir to try and get it to where it's receiving water better, I really recommend it.
If you go the full five and do the same thing we did, we'll have to take $1,000 savings to do it, but...
Were you talking that much, Ellen, five, to do all that?
I would do the same thing as I did last time.
Yeah, that was five last time.
Anybody
disagree with that?
Well, my only hesitation is are we going to have them back out to build the second reservoir anyway, or are we just...
Yeah, I would build it with another machine. You take a dozer.
Okay.
I would probably bring my D8 out. It's not far away right now either. I'd be mostly dirt road getting it here. That would be the most economical way to build the other one.
So,
if something comes over.
But that would be over the top of the 5,000.
Yeah.
That'd be another waterfall. We have any ballpark idea?
I would want to study it before I gave you anything.
Why don't you do that and come back to us? But
I'd
for
probably
now,
want to study it with a couple of you. Just kind of get an idea of what you prefer, what ground you like using, what's easy. Maybe even get that number involved and get out drinking out of it.
Yeah, I'd say let's do the conversion now and get some numbers before we jump on cleaning out the existing pond or building something else.
No, we have to clean up the existing pond now to stay out of it.
Well, if we build the other pond, that'll give this pond the time to dry out.
Oh,
and it makes it
down.
Easier and less expensive, the way I'm looking at it.
Other than you're so full, it's sandbarred up in the front of this one now, you're not receiving water in very well.
Well, there's not going to be very much water coming the rest of this year. In priority to the hot season.
You've got monsoons coming up.
That's what fills the ponds, is the monsoons.
Well... I still think we should look at it before we report. But I'm one vote, so.
I know we did it before and it helped a lot. Well,
do you want to make a motion that way? We'll see if there's
discussion. Well, yeah, I'll make the motion. I'd like him to go ahead and make the diversion and also clean out what he can of the half.
Up to the 5,000.
Up to the 5,000.
You really need to take water. It's sandbarred up and it's going to have that much water to get in that now.
So if she's making a motion, we go ahead with that. Is there a second to that motion? John seconds the motion. We've heard from Barry. Is there other discussion on the motion? Before
I just have a question. The motion is to build the diversion dam?
No.
Clean out the existing diversion and clean out as much of the pond as the budget allows. That's the motion.
Well, up to $5,000.
Yeah. Okay, then. Are we prepared for a vote? Let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
All right. Okay.
Opposed? Nay.
Okay. All right, Ellen. You got your marching orders.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And then we'll deal with
I will treat you kindly, and I always do.
You always do. And then once you have a time to check out the other part.
While I'm there, I will discuss it over and maybe get John involved.
Thanks again for the pile of gravel you left. Great for
you. Bet you.
Okay, then we have our next meeting. Are there items that we need to meet on the, what do you call the next meeting?
Executive session.
Executive session.
I have one small item, but it'll wait till the next meeting, so.
Phil, can I? I have a request to, make a statement here. This is Michael Stallone, lot 226.
Yes, Michael.
Hi, Phil, how are you today? Good. Hey, I just have a quick statement, or request to make. We just returned from the ranch 2 weeks. And I'd like to make a recommendation that we write a letter, a cease and desist letter, to prevent the Braytons from coming back on Deer Springs Ranch property and taking association property. My understanding is they were terminated November 1st, 2016. We should make this letter retroactive as of June 1st, 2017. They should not be allowed to come on the ranch property without express written consent from the board and a receipt to remove any additional property. We're way past the time limit. It's 7 months. It's time to pull the plug on that. Okay?
We'll discuss that for a minute here.
That's an executive session.
Oh, okay. That would be an executive
session. Thanks for your input. We'll put it in the executive meeting.
Okay, yes. So we will we'll meet on that right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. I appreciate it. I just don't want to see any more association property leave.
Good point. Thank you very much.
All right, good luck on the windmill, too. I don't know who owns that.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for listening in.
Have a good day.
We could dig gravel, but you really can't haul gravel with it. You need a truck.
He needs to do some work on his property.
Who?
He has access to a dump truck, a Peterbilt.
Oh.
I think it's a belly dump that you could haul gravel for.
We'll have to get with John, yeah.
We have to do it, but we have to have a qualified approved
qualified operator
on the tractor.
Well, I think he is.
But that doesn't matter. That he says it does. We voted on this before, and I know that you're in clean here on this.
Well, I just told him I'd bring him to board.
Okay,
have to have a approved guy. I mean, we maybe could approve him if we could see what he can do.
Yeah, John can make that.
Welcome to the Amish and Men Conference Line. Use it for God's glory. Press Start Options. You will be automatically placed on mute entering the conference. Please enter your ID by the pound.
And we're going to hang up the phone thing. Did you have another item?
Were you going to discuss the solar equipment?
Oh, that
gentry's selling. I don't know if there, but I know emails went back and forth.
I thought we had kind of discussed that by email, and all the votes were affirmative, so we can discuss it.
Well, I just didn't know if you wanted to submit it
and this, and to have
I think it's a good, good idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Was that $3,900? 39 or?
35.
35?
It's going to have to come out of savings.
I know. That's not saving.
And is that also where the repairs to cabin 4 are going to come out of?
What's left for cabin 4? On the
roof. It's the roof.
Oh, the roof. Yes, that's where that has to come out of too.
So I think...
Right, okay.
I'm a little behind the curve on the solar, so I think I read that email, but I can't really remember the particulars. I don't know that we need to discuss it if all of you are on it.
Well, somebody, and I don't remember the name, was selling the part of their solar system.
Kathy Gentry.
No.
Wasn't it?
No. Yes.
And the parts that they have are the parts that we need to upgrade the ranch house. And the parts that they don't have are stuff that we already have. So it seemed like it kind of matched together. I don't know anything about solar systems, but the opinions I got from the other board members I saw looked favorable that we pick it up and upgrade the system at the ranch house. There's two poles, eight panels.
Now what I don't know is it was two poles. Was it two racks to hold the panels, or was it everything?
It was two poles, two racks, and the panels to go in.
Then it's worth it.
But my only concern was, do we have the money in savings to pay for it? And if not, then what are we going to do? And
we do have the money in savings.
Okay, but what about the roof? Because
we have the money for that, too.
What would a roof be? I have not a clue. Anybody have a small car?
What do we pay for ours? $3,000, $4,000? My roof's bigger than that one. I paid $3,500, I think, for mine.
That would just about take everything out of the savings except for about $2,000, and we have $2,000 left in the budget still as a reserve. So it's a hard call, and that kind of leaves no room for a dump truck later.
Well, we need to take care of our people here at the ranch house, so.
Yeah, they need electricity to live on.
So which one pays prices then? Cabin 4 roof or?
No, we do them both.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we do both projects, take it from our savings, and proceed to move forward on that.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, it's done.
Contact for Biden?
I think it came through Brent.
It came through Brent Fulmer.
As far as the roof, we might be able to use Larry Meltzer and save money because he did mine. If he's going to be there, we don't know if he's going to be here.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, you'll get bids or whatever and move on the roof then, Joe?
Bids.
Okay. All right, let's do our executive session. You want to...
Food's cooked and getting cold. So.
Okay, let's go to lunch, and then we'll have an executive session.